You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
The woman was 102 years old.
103, Mike.
103, dropping out of a plane, skydiving.
Yeah.
You know what? We want to talk to those people that have those grandparents.
Do you have
those grandparents that not only, maybe they do or don't have a bucket list, but they've gone out and done something a little wild, a little crazy where even you said, really, Nana?
Really. You're going to run the Tough Mudder. You're 83. Come on.
Or you're 95.
Yeah. You're doing Kilimanjaro. Really?
I can't imagine. Well, first of all, my grandparents came from Europe.
Right.
Barely spoke English.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them doing anything like that.
Yeah. My one grandmother, I could, on my mom's side, doing something, you know.
A little wild.
Yeah,
little
definitely.
Crazy,
definitely.
Zip lining or something like that.
Yeah. If any of that, you know, was really a big thing, because, I mean, she died now 25 years ago, but she was pretty. Yeah, and she didn't drive like an old person. She drove like a maniac. I mean, fast.
And that's where you get it from.
Oh, please, stop. Stop it.
Do you have those grandparents that have stepped up and even shocked you with something they've done in the latter part of their life? The twilight.
Right.
They say up their life.
Yes. So. Well, one of our listeners said, my soon-to-be 94-year-old dad celebrated his 90th by skydiving, said if he makes it to 95, he's going to do it again.
Wow.
Oh, man. Michelle's grandfather walked on hot coals.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how old. Anthony's grandmother at 82 wanted to always walk across the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and did. Walked across it. And you can do that. I've done it. It's really cool. Very, very cool.
Wow.
But it's a bucket list item. So,
right.
And I mean, if you can do it, man, it's beautiful. Oh, it's just beautiful. On a clear day, gorgeous.
Bev's on the phone. Bev, what about you?
My friend's dad was turning 80, and I had a ski boat, and he wanted to go skiing again.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So we took him out on the lake all day. He never did get all the way up, but he considered it a win, and then he went skydiving the following weekend.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
80 years old. He's a rock star.
No kidding. That's awesome.
Carolyn, what about you? What's your story?
I did have a resident where I work. She passed away, but she went on the Price is Right. And she won a year's supply of swimsuits and a pontoon. And she said that was on her bucket list, was to go on the Price is Right. And she did. And she got on stage and she won a year's supply of swimsuits and a pontoon.
Wow.
A year?
She kept the boat. I don't know if she still had it when she was in the nursing home. I don't know if she gave it to her kids or what, but she did keep it.
But and a year's supply of bathing suits.
Do you need a supply, first of all, when you're that age?
Right.
But in general, what is a year's supply of bathing suits?
Is that a new suit?
Wow.
Again?
It is. I want a year's supply.
You want one?
Oh, my God. And a pontoon boat. That's cool, actually.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.